Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Ottery. So I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We are in chapter 6 with verses 22 and 23. The lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be in darkness. And if the light in you is darkness, how great will the darkness be? You know how we get a tune in our head and we sing it over and over and over because it just makes sense. The words of a song that takes your breath away, because you feel what Jesus is talking about. Especially in today's practice, as it was turned into poetry, that makes sense to the beatings of my heart when allowed to witness the growth of a child you brought into the world, aching to share the moments of salvation's light over darkness. For me, today's scripture talks of the beauty of being illuminated. You know, that kind of shine that only seems visible when you speak the name of Jesus. Amen. The uninhibited actions of grace. To be unafraid in using his name anytime, anywhere, for every reason known to man. Life eternal by his redemption. Back to the song that Bart Millard and Mercy Me wrote, to shine this light of Christ. The words I see as a spotlight from Jesus himself. I didn't think I'd ever see the day when my sins would be completely washed away. But then Christ came and took my sin and shame away. There's so much more to this song, where it's kind of like a lamp being turned on in your soul for the one and only thing that really matters in life, and that's knowing redemption, living without fear in his name, where everything salvation means is visible. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our sister-in-law, Carmen, who's recovering from a stroke. She's been transferred to a new hospital. New caretakers. We hope this lifts her spirit. One of them is her granddaughter. And she is the grandmother of Brittany, who's been we've been speaking healing prayers for daily to overcome brain cancer. She continues with a clean scan and a miracle of healing in Jesus' name. Amen. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for Holy Mother in the name of Louis. Man, we have a situation with him. We just hope and pray that the Lord will give him strength. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. We're prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 6. We've got verses 22 and 23, two stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Of Tri Lines, of Tri Stanzas, I should say, is the depths of darkness great, we'll see. Your eye is your body's lamp. Sound eye yours. Body whole, light filled with your amp. A darkness, body whole be. You're in darkness if your light is in. The depths of the darkness great we'll see. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. Your light is out. It's out, not in. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's January 2nd, 2023. Recording this morning at 4:34 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world. UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're opening up 2023 with the light of Jesus being shown on everything we do. We continue to ask the Lord to give us redemption and overcome all of the shame that we've ever experienced in our lives. We ask for forgiveness, even if it's hard to understand why. We say God bless to our good friend Donna Marie, as we do each day. Peace of Christ to you both, and Happy New Year as we close in next time at 7-Eleven. Oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven and Universal Utterings. In the name of Jesus, we close in the breath of Johnny. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.